Why do you want to go to art college? You're already an artist.
I know, but I want to be a starving artist, so I need to ring up more debt.
Welcome to Art on Your Pod number 3. Art on Your Pod is a daily 5-minute podcast that looks at the work of art and artists from around Yorkshire and the Dales. Each day we'll take one particular piece of work, and through the use of audio clips and also by having a look at the image on our website, we'll take the time to study it a little bit further. Our website address is www.townheadgallery.com, and you can also leave us comments and feedback, or if you prefer, email us directly at feedback@townheadgallery.com. Today's artist is a local artist at the gallery called Julie Jenner, and in particular her oil painting Beamsley in Black. Over the next couple of minutes, Julie will share with us some of her thoughts and motivations that went into the painting of this picture. So sit back and enjoy.
I'm going back in time. Beamsley Beacon in Black. So, yes, I live in Wharfdale. I used to live in South Yorkshire. South Yorkshire was flat. The hills were always on the horizon. They're always there. They're at the back of your memory, the back of your sight. And in front of you, patterned fields. Ploughed fields, fields with hedgerow, trees dotted here and there. A very different landscape. Not the mining landscape you might think of as South Yorkshire or the Nottinghamshire border, but no, arable and ploughed and flat. So those images come through. Beamsley Beacon in Black was painted in 2002. So my previous life is coming through into this one. The canvas is divided. But it's divided by shapes, by lines, by patterns. I don't really think that travelling and journeying influenced this one at all, although you may think so if you look at the other Beamsley Beacon series. No, this one's black and white. It's patterned. It harks back to those fields. The shape of the plough. The involvement of man on the land. And here I'm looking at my landscape, my view. And those lines are coming through in horizontals and diagonals, patterning the landscape. The foreground is treated in a different manner, far rougher, far more lively. The woodland there on the foreground in the hillsides. You see the patterns, vertical stripes here. I remember a woodland like that. Way back in time, and here it is on my hillside, treated in the same manner. There's a virtual diagonal coming through. I think I'm just using this diagonal as a ploy to put in more patterns, or to divide this landscape, get these images coming through, emphasising black upon white, and grey smudges of shadow, in a very, very different environment now. Strange how elements from time come back. They don't haunt you, but they're there. Sometimes you have to look and realise what you've done. Then you understand why, where they're from. They carry through, even to this day. I know it's not long, but time moves in strange ways.
You can look at Julie's picture Beamsley in Black at our website, which is www.townheadgallery.com. So that's all for Art in the Pod 3. Until Art in the Pod 4, thank you for listening.